shakeups this year that
didn't play out. Rise to prayer.
Conference opener for Pepinalma next week as they will host the Beavers.
Yeah, everybody starts conference play next week. Nakusa starts it with Moscow.
And the Holy Spirit.
Rapids goes to Everest. Assumption plays Pacelli here. And Fort Edwards, they got the matinee. They host Wild Rose next week at 4 o'clock.
And bring out the best in each other. Please keep everyone safe and injury
this week as well.
Suddenly your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement.
For our athletes, coaches, fans, and officials, use of us the charity, humility, and courage.
Like on the road
to play,
to nothing.
Coach, cheer, games and referee from in a manner which is pleasing you, defeats giving our absolute best to your glory and honor.
Smash, just destroyed
St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.
Tonight, of course,
in the name of the Father, and the Son,
yep, we're gonna take a quick one
and of the Holy Spirit.
We'll be back with this.
High school athletics are eventful.
As you are listening.
As members of the Central Wisconsin Conference, please remember that players.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 73.
WIRI Nakusa.
Here at Wood Trust Bank Field.
Now the starting lineup for this afternoon's contest.
National anthem here.
First at Eagles under head coach Mike Olson.
Stadium. Players are about to be.
Number four, junior Trent Sheska.
Trying to make sure we got everything lined
number
up.
Number 68, senior Reed Boxell.
We've got Seth. Again, back at the studio.
Number 24,
doing his
senior.
Darnest to make sure that this comes across well for all of you.
Number 25, junior. Owens Coast.
Remind you, as fall is approaching, head on out to Homestead.
Number 55, junior. Cody Molly.
Just heard it should be a great weather week.
Number 57, junior. Jake Commissar.
Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. Paul's done
number
a great
72,
job.
Sophomore Max Brothers.
And after the round, we stop in for some of Mary's delicious.
Number 79, junior Brecklin Hullopeter.
Just 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. By the way,
number 80, junior Liam Mittalman.
Jamie and Gary and the entire staff from all of us.
Number 85, senior Mason Westberg.
So we're just about set for the kickoff of tonight's
and number
contest.
Number 32, Clayton Kegel.
Eagles, because they have now this co-op team with Pepin and Almas.
Now the starting lineup on offense for your Assumption Royals.
Monikers. So together they are known as.
Number two, sophomore Parker Berwick.
So some of the names are.
Number three, sophomore Preston Steiner.
Of course, of all for the Royals.
Number six, sophomore Trey Vance.
Quarterback, 5'6, 135 sophomore.
Number seven, sophomore Riley Cornwell.
Joseph Johnson. He's a 5'9.
Number 12, senior Joseph Johnson.
Camden Markham, 6'1, 175.
Number 33, sophomore Camden Martin.
Parker Berwick.
Number 55, senior
Chris Scott.
And number 56, sophomore Gay Hawkins. And number 58, senior Carter Pavlovsky.
Number 80, kind of an unusual.
Number 60, sophomore Brennan Morbacher.
6'1", 170.
And number 77, sophomore Garrett Pavlovsky.
5'10", 100.
Head coach Jeff Sullivan.
Justin Bergman, 6'2", 180. And junior Gaten Sherwin. Sharon, excuse me, 5'8", 157, and senior And last week they did not complete a pass. So we're going to see a lot of running from both teams, which will hypothetically keep that locker rolling here tonight. Got an early start. Maybe we can get a early finish. And maybe you may even head over to Nakusa, see what's going to go on between Westfield and the Papermakers tonight.
Yeah, Nakusa had a great week last week. Beat the Pumas a point at 20-0.
Are they really the Pumas?
Yes, they are.
They really are.
Yeah, yep, they sure are. I believe they used to be the Indians, and we'll leave that subject alone.
Well, but I was going to say, I don't remember them being the Pumas, but I like that.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's very right. Alliterate. Point at Pumas. With a lot of points.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm not going to leave that discussion alone. But Westfield, they crushed Wautoma 41-8. And so we'll see how things shake out here the next few weeks as South Central Conference play begins with Nakusa play Wautoma, and Westfield's actually in the Trailways Conference now, so
okay.
It's kind of a weird little shakeout.
They felt
they were closer to the Trailways with Randolph and Green Lake in Princeton than they were with Adams and Westfield and Nakusa.
Okay. So the Royals will be receiving the opening kickoff. They will be having the wind kind of at their back as they will be heading from south to north across your radio dial. The ball's on the tee, the foot is into it, and we are underway as it's caught at the 23-yard line. Getting it up to the 30 and 31 as the return is made for the Papermakers. Papermakers, we just talked about that. Joseph Johnson, the Assumption Royals, on the return.
Going to be one of them
Johnson
games.
On the return for the Royals.
Talk about too many teams, and it's all in the head, that's for sure. So first and 10 now for the Royals, stepping at their 31.
Being beautiful, and that's all claimed, of course.
My wife, too, and I'm going to make up.
Yeah, it's the same with Carrie. She just works.
Fake the handoff, going to keep it around the left hand side of the quarterback's diamond. Gets rocked, but not until he gets to the 39 yard line. So,
Braxton's down.
Yards up.
It's a nice keeper off the left side. The pitch man was there on the trailer, Camden Martin. He did not get the pitch, obviously, didn't need to, as he picked up 8 yards on
Sullivan for running our way.
Yeah, for once. Take a lesson, Tony Beal. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, coach. I'm kidding.
There's a pitch out to the right-hand side. This goes off into the hands of Joseph Johnson. He's going to get the edge a little bit across the 45 near midfield. They'll mark him just shy.
Pitch to Joseph 50. Johnson. Gives the Royals a first down.
That's going to be another gain of 10 yards. How about that, Michael?
First and 10 Assumption.
On the 49-yard line. Badgers we got tonight, too, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
AM 1320 WFHR.
Western Michigan.
I believe you're right.
Chippewas, I want to say.
I believe you're right again.
All right.
If you're wrong, I'm going to agree with you anyway.
If I'm wrong,
they should
stop
their name, right?
Yeah. If I'm wrong, stop the presses. It's the first time ever. Just ask me.
See if the Royals can take the little dive straight up the middle. It was a good thing he chose to go with the dive because he would have lost about 3 yards, Mr. Steiner, but instead they get it across midfield. Give him about, I guess we'll say officially, 2 yards on that carry.
Wiley Cornwell with a carry.
As Cornwell carries it into
a couple,
Eagle
down.
Territory. Just nicely set between the 49 and 48 yard lines of Pepinoma. Called second down and 8.
That looks accurate to me.
Close enough, huh?
Close enough for the people I hang out with.
Man in motion comes to the bottom of the screen. They'll pitch back to that motion man, and he's going to get hit at the line of scrimmage and maybe push his way forward for a couple. Get him all the way to the 46. I'll say a gain of 2.5, which I guess we'll say.
It's Camden Martin.
It's Camden Martin, and makes it now.
Picks up 3 on the play. Third down.
6. With the ball resting at the 46-yard line. Not a bad start for the Royals on this drive.
No, it's not. They're being efficient, like I said.
See what they do here on 36 yards to go as Steinert's under center. Man started in motion, then he stopped and just kind of shuffled a little bit, and then fake the handoff on the dime. Steiner's going to keep it. It's hit at the 41 yard. That's been really close. Let's see where the side judge on the near side here puts it down.
Braxton Steiner keeps the ball. I think the brings up fourth and one.
Say the 40 yard line. So it's going to be short on the line gain by a yard.
Gain of five?
Put up a five, yeah.
Yeah, I question my old math. That's why it's gain of five?
Well, they will go for it here. Why not? Non-conference early in the season. Got a yard.
I'll just keep get some momentum. Get some encouragement here. Get the offense fired up.
Steiner takes, does the dive, and
no.
On the scrimmage, I don't think there's anything going there. And that tackle was made by Brecken Hullpeter.
That might be worth a measure, but I don't think they're going to.
They're going to keep it right where it was.
Comes up short. It'll be a turnover and downs. First and 10 for the Eagles.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, such a quick here. I thought it was going to be enough for a first down, but this defensive effort by the interior of that Eagle line, and it'll be first and 10 at the Captain Alma 42-yard line.
See what they get to do. Kind of a three-back set.
Oof. Dive it up the middle. Carry. Good out to the 46-yard line. Gain of four on the carry.
Carry by Liam Midtoven.
Just under five.
Pick up a five.
Make sure we get everything
in.
Two back set, one half back, almost like a two full back set. Kind of a weird look.
Another dive right up the middle, huh? Gonna be good for another 4 yards, so maybe five on the carry. You give him four or five on that first time?
I gave him four, but.
Liam Midtoven with a carry once again. Third and one.
They'll bring up third down and one from the 49-yard line of Ascension.
They just got to fall forward and pick up a first down if that's what they want to do.
Royals got stopped on that 1 yard attempt, so let's see if they can return the favor here. And they give it to Tovin, and he's going to get the first down as he started up the middle. They worked his way across the left side of the offensive set that time.
They have been coming with carry.
43-yard line of the Royals.
Gain of six by my count.
First and 10.
First and 10 for the Eagles.
At that 43-yard line.
Yeah, it's really not been too much, too flashy there. They've just pretty much just handed it up off the middle and just falling forward, picking up four, five, six, maybe seven this time. I don't know. False start.
Yep. A little bit of movement there. Make it first and 15. Yep. 48-yard line, if they march it back, that's a penalty.
Got a false start, penalty on the Eagles.
7:13 to
first
go here,
15.
Quarter number one. Like we said, if they do a lot of running, the clock's going to go pretty quickly here.
It'll be like your favorite Western show. Rolling.
That's a goodie.
Hey, remember when we did that last year and Don played the theme?
Don joke, bro.
Strikes again.
First down and 15 from the 48 of Assumption for the Eagles of Pep and Alma. Tuck it under center. Jessica will take, he'll turn. Give it to Sharon. 5'8", 157-pound senior. It's about a yard shy of the backside of the first down stick, so give him a game.
Sharon
four on
that. Picks up four. Second down.
11 from the 44-yard line.
Most of these plays, they're just going right up the middle, or maybe off guard to the left side. That's really all they've done to this point.
Two backs, one in the wing, bottom of the side, now rolling back to throw. Gonna let it fly. And he's got a man over the middle. Got it to the tight end at the 40, 35, down to the 31-yard line.
Mason Westberg.
It'll be a pickup of 13, and it'll be a first and 10 And nice design play, because I was watching the near sideline, and I thought, oh, maybe he's going to let it fly down here. And also zipped it into the middle, and that tight end was wild.
I think that was the first look, was to go throw the bomb, so to speak. And then he checked down. Tight end was wide open there, right in the middle.
They had it covered well on the outside. But
yes, they did.
Nicely designed, and now a flag.
False start.
Move it back five.
Earlier, the ball start against the Eagles.
Back to the 36-yard line. That's one way to stop the clock.
Yeah.
And now they will wind it after they march off the 5 yard. So we're rolling down to 5:42. Yeah, a little cloudy and dreary this morning. A little bit of drizzle as I was driving into school. But I'll tell you what, it's turned out to be a nice, nice night.
Oh, yeah. It was a rough morning, but...
There's a little counter that's going to come from the right side to the left, and sweeping around that side is on the post. The 5'10" 145-pound junior. He steps out of bounds at the 26-yard line of Assumption. So good for 10 yards.
Owen Post is on the sweep carry.
The second down and
five. Second down.
So they need to get to the 21-yard line of the Royals. Again, the Eagles heading from north to south, or towards 105.5 FM on your radio dial. It's Trenton Cheska tucks under center. He's really low to the ground. Taking a turn and you go to that first back through. And a whole lot of running as they were. Stuff it up that time as Tobin was able only to pick up about a yard and a half backside of the football. Rest
Tobin with a carry. A short gain on that play.
Yes,
we'll third down.
Two, because it's across the 25. Mm-hmm. Your third down and a long 3 yards to go for the Eagles.
You know, Cheska, he's not that short, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's 5'11", but yeah. he's almost like a catcher squat position, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets low, but shorty does not get low, right? As the kids would say.
Ah. Here's the head. No, it's on the ground. Did the Royals get on it? No, the head linesman is saying, keep that clock rolling. Saw the group before the game that came over here from Wapaka tonight.
Oh.
Fumble on play is recovered by the Eagles.
Good for them. So just went through there on Saturday. Twice.
Actually gets a gain of two out of that fumble. It'll be fourth and one at the 22-yard line.
How to tell things are going their way to this point.
Yeah.
You lose a fumble and still gain 2 yards.
And get it back, right?
Mm-hmm. So which number was that now? I'm trying to.
That was Mitoba.
Mitoba, all right.
And they give it to him one more time, and he's going to have the first down
go.
Off the left tackle, as you called it before. We'll mark it at the 19-yard line, so a gain of three and a fresh set of downs.
Liam Mitoba with a carry for
I was
the
so
first
busy
down.
Looking at that fumble and trying to see who got it, I forgot to write down who had the carry.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Lots to keep track. Like the time, which is 3 minutes and 50 seconds here in quarter number one.
Well, Eagles are kind of doing what I said the Royals need to do. Just be methodical and efficient, move the ball on the ground, eat up the clock.
Fake it to the first back through, give it to that second back, and get to the 15-yard line. The headlinesman says 16. And that carry that time was by Sharon. It's a gain of three.
Kate Sharon with a carry.
Second down.
Picks up three, second down.
16-yard line, and now we're going to have a timeout. I think that timeout's going to be taken by the Assumption Royals. It is. So while they step out for a minute, we're going to do the same. We'll be back with more from Blue Trust Bank Field right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Thanks, Seth.
Oh my goodness. Keeping your humble announcers just happier and I'll get up.
The next one could be rolling that from, I think it was Limp Bizkit back in the day, back when I was a kid. I don't know if you can do that.
Second down and 7 yards to go to come out of the TO, and there's Midtobin straight up the middle again, and he's going to get it down to the 13-yard line for gain of 3 on that carry.
7 carries, 24 yards already on the game for Midtobin. So he's having a nice little game. Nothing real big. Gains a 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Nothing real big yet, but just soften up that assumption front line. That could happen.
Got about 3.5 yards to reach the front end of the stick here. Just got under center. Takes, pitches it to the right-hand side.
Seal on that side.
He's going to get to the zone. Sharon going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Pepin Alma. As they dent the scoreboard first here in the quarter number one at the 2:39 mark for the Eagles.
Touchdown for the Eagles.
Sharon was not caring at that moment as he went in from 14 out. Nice pitch on the to the right side, kind of lulled him to sleep on the left side. And once that lineman hit that edge and sealed that block, big lane, and he was G-O-N-E gone.
They're going to go for two. Well, the Eagles in the shadow of the end zone. A little bit discombobulated right from the get-go, and they throw a knockdown. Nice defensive play that time by Joseph Johnson. So that'll keep the score at 6-0.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't spread that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy
yak. The kicker 32.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Back here at Woodtrust Bank Field is Pepin Alma with a 6-0 lead. Teeing it up is Clayton Keagle, a late addition to their roster, number 32. So he will be booting it away. Trying rid of Royals back there awaiting the kick. It's a short kick that's going to be caught by an up man at the 30-yard line. Taking across the 35 to the 38-yard line. I think that's Parker Bruin on the return.
I believe you are correct. I was too busy taking out the papers and the trash to get me some spending cash. Today was payday and it's already gone, so there you have it.
Short-lived and yet happy, right?
I don't know about happy, but short-lived, yes.
First and 10. That last drive was 12 plays. It covered 58 yards. That's a lot of plays to go 58 yards.
That's what I said assumption needed to do. Pepin Alma did it.
Of course, they actually probably went 68 because they had 2 5-yard penalties. So.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Royals, their second offensive set here. They'll fake the dive. Oh. Trouble hang on to it, young man. As Steiner thought about pitching it last second and wisely did not pitch it back to Camden Martin.
Braxton Steiner has tackled in the backfield.
For sure. Instead, he's going to lose it back to the 35-yard line. For a loss of 3. Second down and 13. We're just about to the 2-minute mark here of the first stanza from Woodtrust Bank Field.
The 2-minute snoring, right?
Oh, nice spin move.
Nice.
That still driving ahead across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Well, the cornwell just would not stop. He was hit.
Everybody, the cornwell.
Was able to spin ahead and mark it about the 46-yard line.
About 10 on the play. Third down.
They'll bring up third down and two for the Royals. That was a nice spin.
Well done, young man. Hit the X button on Madden. I think it was the X. I don't know.
One wide receiver on top of the screen. Man in motion. That's Joseph Johnson. They'll pitch it to that motion man. He's hitting. He spins forward to the 50-yard line, and that's going to be a Assumption Royal first and 10.
This is Joseph Johnson.
Game
first down of
four.
So the Royals able to get their second first down of the ball game.
Right at midfield.
Steiner gets the play from the sideline with 65 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second possession for Assumption. As they trail it by six. Pepinalma scoring on their initial half of the ball. Here's the dive up the middle. Cornwell again. He's got running.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
yes.
He's got hit at the 42-yard line.
Great tackle
with him all the way down to the 37-yard line for a pickup of 13. Back-to-back first downs for Assumption.
I can't find anything to complain about right there. As past the 6 o'clock hour, my Oklahoma Sooners started playing at 6 o'clock and already up 7-0 on Temple.
If they don't win that game, it's going to be a long year.
It might be a long year either way with today's transfer portal.
There's Cornwell again. Oh, my goodness. He was hit at the 30. This time, he bursts free up to the 25-yard line. So another 12 yards on the carry, and another first down. So that's a couple carries for first downs for Wiley.
Do you pull him out now just so he can get a drink of water, or just keep going? Because, I mean, you got 14 seconds, and we know Coach Sullivan's probably going to play one more play.
Mm-hmm. And motion this time to the bottom of the screen. Camden Martin catches it and turns it to the court. Oh,
flag going to be hold.
Hold or push in the back. As he got to the 20-yard line, but
there's a flag on the play.
That's gonna negate that. I think they're gonna say 4-yard carry because the headlineman keeps moving. He stopped at the 21 now.
I'll be scared if he does stop moving. Call an ambulance.
Clock is at zeros, but we will see what they decide to do. Cause the referee here. Yep, you got it. It was a hold.
The
flag was
on
the back end of the 24-yard line. Let's see if that's where they really mark it from. They do. And they'll put it back to the 34-yard line. They're going to say the 33. They moved it again now. So I think that's going to just say, yep, put it at the 33-yard line. And we'll say that's enough for one quarter of play. Where the score reads, Pepinalma 6, the Assumption Royals nothing. You're listening to FM 105.5. All right.
Honey, why is it so hot in here? Did you turn off the AC again?
No. I haven't touched it.
Well, here's the problem. The power is out. Woo, it's really getting warm.
What? It's 2 a.m. What do we do? If only we had another way to power the house in case of emergencies.
I'm calling Econ Electric as soon as they open. I'm sure they can get us set up with a Generac generator in no time. Faster the better, if you ask me. This heat is deadly.
Good idea, babe. Here's the number. 715-423-8440.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Scared if I do. That's usually when the truth comes out, right?
Something like that.
Well, no one listens to me anyway, so I'm not worried.
Well, the truth is, it's almost six. The Assumption Royals nothing is we are getting set to start quarter number two, and while resting at the 34-yard line of Pepinoma, it's Assumption. A couple of nice runs in a row, but then holding penalty has pushed them back to make it a first and 19. They have to get all the way down to the 15-yard line to pick up another first down. Unfortunately, they had a couple of nice runs there by Mr. Cornwell and find themselves in a little bit of a hole here in first and 19. So we're set for the start of quarter number two. So once again, Braxton Steiner surveys the defense, rolls to his right, pitches it back to the
option.
Got a man wide open, but the ball was deflected, and that's going to be intercepted by the man who just kicked it off moments ago. That was Clayton Kegel, and he'll return it to the 24-yard line. The Royals had it laid out perfectly. They had the man probably open by 10 yards, and unfortunately his arm got hit just when he let it fly. And the INT.
Here's the Eagles, a first and 10.
Poor timing. I'm not saying poor timing for that play, because you're lulling them to sleep, and that's a play that Coach Sullivan likes to run every once in a while. I remember they did that against, Lourdes Academy about 10 years ago with his son Jake at quarterback, but just a little too much air under it.
Now they're going to try a bomb down the middle of the field.
He's got it.
And he dropped it. He had him open Owen Post on a post pattern, and he just bobbled it momentarily and couldn't hang on to it.
Second down.
The Royals got to break there as the pass falls incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
That's a rough situation right there.
So a couple of years ago, I kind of remember the opener against the Vikings, and one of the Packer receivers maybe dropped one like that.
Who was
it? Watson?
It was Watson, yep.
From Rodgers.
And Rodgers never threw to him again.
He's been having a bad hamstring ever since.
Yep, but not because of that pass.
No. Oh, no. Got hut, offsides. Jumped a little bit early and a little bit ahead 5 yards, so that'll be second and 5 via the penalty.
Two penalties for 15 yards so far in the game.
Promotion.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy John, who's sitting in his driveway having a nice end of the week beverage and watching the turkeys picking in the grass across the road in a big field. So I want to say hi to John.
We're going to say hi to one of our sponsors.
Timeout on the field,
we step out with a timeout taken by the Eagles. You are listening to 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself, and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love, Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
I don't know, but you know what? Let's do it, because nobody's going to break my stride. Nobody's going to slow me down. Oh. Got to keep on moving.
I like that. Oh.
That was my best Lou Reed impression.
Ball at the 3-yard line. So handed off the left-hand side. Dovin. That's coming back. He would have got to the about 39-yard line, but there's a flag laying back at the 34, so... It'll be a gain of about 600.
Liam Mitchell for the carry. There is a flag on the play.
March it back from where the flag is lying. And if that's the right spot, it'll be the 24-yard line. But sometimes those flags bounce a little bit, so we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, that's one thing we've learned.
Holding penalty.
Can't say too much about placement of the ball on the field, because they change about 18 times before they actually mark it.
So with the penalty, it goes back 6 yards from where they were to the 24-yard line. And it'll now be second down and 12 for the Eagles. They put two wideouts on top of the screen, two in the backfield split right behind Mr. Cheska.
He takes, he spins, he gives it to Tobin, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, was able to spin to his right for a couple of yards. They'll say the 27-yard line. So we'll give him a pickup of 3 on that carry.
Everybody, King Sharon.
Third down now. 9 yards to go.
Third down and 8.
We'll see what they do here. I mean, they've kind of gotten away from going to that left side, left side, left side, left side.
Cheska under center. The two wideouts are on the left side. He's back to throw. Got a man in the flat, but now he's going to throw it underneath. And it's caught there by Kegel. Clayton is going to be shy of the first down as they're marked at the 32-yard line.
Clayton Kegel.
Gain of 5.
Tackle by Joseph Johnson.
3. What do you think?
Fourth down.
Go for it here.
Why not? I mean, the Royals haven't shown that they can get too much penetration of that backfield to get the corral quarterback, but maybe they are playing it safe. Maybe they don't feel too threatened by the Royals' offense. And, okay, punt, big deal.
Yeah, you know, you don't make it here, and then the Royals get the ball at the great field position at the 32-yard line.
Right.
So they just said, you know what, let's punt it away. And quarterback, Cheska, stands back at his own 20-yard line. Snaps a little high. Pressure is starting to come, but he gets it away. Pretty good
nice kick.
Got a little wind at his back. It takes a Royal hop as it goes from the 40 up to the 42-yard line. And the post downs it there for the Eagles. So the Royals, on their third possession now, will start at their
on their own 42-yard
line.
Great field position. I mean, they've started on 31, 40, 31, 38, and now the 42. So field position's getting better all the time for them.
10 minutes and 3 ticks to go here in first half play.
As the song says, you got to admit it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. Right? Beatles? Never mind. You don't listen to music,
I'm
sorry.
I do. I listen to Beatles. I'm just not familiar with that one.
It's later Beatles.
Okay. Here's the handoff to the line of scrimmage, and no gain on that carries a probe the left side of the line. Let's see if we can pick up a number.
Cornwell.
Carry, was it?
Wiley Cornwell, yep. Carry. It's short gain on the play. Second down.
No pain.
Second and 10 from the 42-yard line. Well, they've got it. You know, they've actually got it up almost to the 43. But the down marker is back at the 42. Football's up 43, so he actually gained a little bit.
All right.
Fake the dive. Pitch it around. That's Johnson with it. He's hitting the 38-yard line. Nice tackle there. Oh. Hanging on for dear life as Dylan Roundy. 6'1", 170-pound senior cornerback was...
It's Joseph Johnson.
Hold on to Joseph, and he's going to lose yard Felt back to the 40-yard
line.
So a loss of 2 in the third and 12.
Not exactly. They tried to stretch that play out, but that lateral pursuit by the Eagles was all over that.
You know, if Roundy doesn't hang on to that jersey, he's probably going to go at least 5-6 yards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to get him a better position on this third down.
Mm-hmm. Nice job. He's in the motion. Motion back goes to the outside. That's Camden Martin. And he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, but there's a
flag on that play. They'll
probably have another hold on the Royals. This time, however, I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles would decline.
Well, I'm wondering, there's a young man down there. I'm wondering if it, unless it was a, face mask. That's the only thing I can think of if it was, but trainers are on the scene as...
The young man down is a Royal, by the way.
Yep. Didn't quite get a number.
No.
I think it was a ball carrier, actually.
He's on the far side of the field.
I believe it was a ball carrier.
Camden Martin.
Yep.
It was.
Yep. Judging by his family's reaction in front of us, I believe it is.
They have not. Signal, there it is. Holding.
Face mask.
On the Royals.
On the Royals, and it's declined. Probably a stiff arm attempt that got a little bit of twist in there, and hopefully the young man's okay. He was writhing in pain a bit, so it looked like he was grabbing his hand. So maybe he got his hand caught in the face mask or something like that, which is unfortunate.
And schedule, Badgers scheduled for an 8 o'clock start on the pregame already, taking place on 1320 WFHR. No playmakers this coming Monday. Nope. Because of Labor Day, but you had a chance to call in and do a little chatting with the boys.
Yep, that was always a good time. Got to talk about the rivalries, so to speak, and what high school football means to even big communities, like bigger communities like Wisconsin Rapids.
Just looking across the field, I think that is Cameron Martin, and he's favoring his right leg.
Yeah, he's not, he ain't putting any weight on that.
It's been a long walk all the way from the far side of the field. The trek 50 yards across here.
I was wondering if Coach Sullivan would pick him up and carry him over the threshold, so to speak. Hopefully, young man's okay. He's a very talented athlete. Good basketball player as well. So I know Coach Paltz, I'm sure, is keeping an eye on it and saying, oh boy, one of my boys.
Nothing too serious, we hope.
Yeah, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Couple of teammates go over and put his arm around them as they help him put a little bit more weight on it now. So hopefully he's going to be able to recover, and it's nothing too serious for Camden.
No, his mother just got up to go kind of keep an eye on things. Hopefully everything's okay. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. Hope the young man's okay, and hopefully mom can have some calm moments here. You know, she's probably very concerned. She should be, and it is her child.
So it'll be 4th and 12 once we get back into action here with 8:37 to go in quarter number 2. Pepinalma has had the ball a couple of times. First time they went down and scored. Say, 158 yards. First possession, but possession number 2.
And we're
able to get the first down and had to punt it away. Now the Royals with their third possession. We're going to have to do the same here.
We're working on his hip a bit, so hopefully it's nothing too major.
His hand on his forehead right now.
As it sounds like we have in the background have some street racing going on.
So the Royals will punt it away. I think that's Cornwell back there.
Yes, it is.
So let it go. Kind of a end-over-end punt that's going to hit at the 42-yard line of Pepinalma and bounce all the way up to the 45-yard line. So got a little spin on that 9-iron. And mark it at the 44-yard line.
By the Royals. Yeah. Eagles a first and 10.
Yeah, they're still working on young Mr. Martin. Checking out that hip area. Trying to get some rise in his leg. So hopefully he can make a return.
Good to see him lift that leg up by himself.
Right. Could be a hip flexor or whatever.
Hip pointer.
Yeah.
So Alma Pepin, first and 10. Can you do that? Can you switch it on? Say Pepin Alma, Alma Pepin.
You can do whatever you want, Randy. I won't stop you.
Thank you. Jessica back to throw. Now he's under some duress. Rolls away from the pressure, goes to the right side, and he is going to get maybe a yard to the 45-yard line. Need a lot of running that time to pick up just 1 yard on the carry.
Yeah. One's better than none.
Jessica keeps the ball.
If you're
equal. Short gain on play, second down.
I think we got a few listening because I know the athletic director from Assumption, Rickhauser, was talking to me earlier today. He was making sure that we could let them know that we were live streaming. They could get us on the app. So hopefully we got a few folks from
Angel
Country over there listening in.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Second down and 9 yards to go. Break the handoff and take that counter to Owen Post as he goes down the right sideline and he's dragged out of bounds.
Yeah.
Either a late tackle or a face mask as the back judge threw the flag.
Take your pick on that one.
Owen Post for the sweep carry.
He was able to carry it to the 44-yard line of Assumption. So that was a gain of 11 on the carry. And then a penalty and way to add a few more on. Well, again, we'll wait for the official with the white hat to let us know as he's now discussing what they would like to do with a couple of the captains from the Eagles.
Personal foul.
And it is a
face mask.
That could add on another 15 or so.
Face mask penalty against the Royals.
Let's see what they
give the Eagles a first and 10.
We'll be up to 29.
So first and 10 for Pepinalma.
Five first downs in the game. One penalty, one passing, and the rest running.
See if they run it again here. Cheska does give the dive to to Tobin, and he breaks a few tackles at the 25 down to the 20-yard line.
Gain of nine.
A second down and one.
Liam Mitchell with the carry.
On the 20-yard line. 7:07 remaining in the second quarter of action from Southwood County Stadium here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Just under 7 minutes.
Shesta now again back under center. Takes and pitches it to the right-hand side. That goes out into the hands of Keenan Sharon, who had the touchdown earlier, and he spins across the 15, down to the 10, maybe inside the 10, even to about the 8.
Hits to Keenan Sharon.
He might,
First down. We're
going to give him 12 yards on that carry. Second and one, and it'll be first and goal to goal from the 8.
Sharon, S-H-E-R-R-I-N, and he's doing a good job sharing the ball as Beethoven, he's got 10 carries, 42 yards. Sharon, 4 carries for 33 and a score, 14-yard run. And then Post with 2 for 21. And, of course, Seshka with 1 carry for a yard.
Hand it off the right-hand side, dive it across the 5-yard line. They'll say the 5.
Carry by Liam Beethoven is a short game.
Beethoven with a 3-yard carry, be second and goal from the 5.
If you're Pepin Alma, I'd assume just keep pounding it up the middle.
Hurrying off the field for the Royals is Souter. Pitch to the right-hand side. Sharon going to get a second touchdown right here.
Oh, he almost did. Almost.
Whack at the 1-yard line.
He got hit hard.
He surely did. So they're going to give him a gain of 4 on that. It'll be third and goal from the 1.
Sharon.
Looked like it was going to be a touchdown. All of a sudden, he got whacked and got sent backwards.
I almost gave my touchdown, and he got something else.
Well, they don't mark it at the 1. They mark it at about the 1-inch line.
Just about
got it in. Third and goal with about like half a yard to go. Trenton Cheska. Takes the snap, keeps it himself, tries the left
there
side.
There he goes.
Didn't get in at first. I don't see a signal. Now there's one. Touchdown, Pepin Alma, as they have now dented the scoreboard twice, and the official says you didn't start the clock.
Francesca with a keeper.
He did start the clock. He's winding his hand.
Say touchdown, Eagles.
So with 5:17 to go here in quarter number 2, the Eagles have their second score. If they go for 2, which I'm assuming they will, it'll either be 12-0 or 14-0.
Yeah, I'm not selling assumptions short by any means, because they are only down 2 scores, but I don't know how much of it is Pepin Alma keeping things a little vanilla, or the Royals defense really kind of stand things up.
Take it to Mid-Tobin up the middle, and instead they'll give it to Owen Post, and he'll carry it in for the 2-point conversion. And the scoreboard reads 14-0 in favor of Pepin Alma with the 5:17 mark. Please step out and listen to Royal Football on FM 105.5.
Honey, why is it so hot in here? Did you turn off the AC again?
No. I haven't touched it.
Well, here's the problem. The power is out. Woo, it's really getting warm.
What? It's 2 a.m. What do we do? If only we had another way to power the house in case of emergencies.
I'm calling Econ Electric as soon as they open. I'm sure they can get us set up with a Generac generator in no time. Faster the better if you ask me. This heat is deadly.
Good idea, babe. Here's the number. 715-423-8440.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse.
And when Spark getting big and dumb. Welcome back.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
He's big. I figured it out for yourself.
I think I got it covered both
it's
ways.
It's kind of like Big and Rich.
I'm big and you're rich.
Well, that last drive covered 56 yards, 7 plays. And Trenton Shuska on the QB sneak. 2-point conversion by Owen Post. And we sit at 14-0 with 5:17 still to go here in quarter number 2. Clinton Kegel has it teed up at the 40-yard line now, kicking it from our right to left or south to north. I guess we sit high atop of Woodtrust Bank Field. And a little squib kick down the middle. It's picked up at the 28-yard line, across the 30 to the 35-yard line where the Royals will
Joseph
start
Johnson
off.
On return for the Royals first and 10.
They've started at the 31, 38, and 42, so it's now we go back to the 35-yard line for first and 10 for Assumption. Their fourth possession of the ball game. See what they can do here. It'd be nice to get one here just before half.
Yeah.
If you're a Royal fan.
Stand up and clap your hands, right?
You're one of those Eagle fans listening back at home. I'm sure you're thinking, go defense, right?
Yeah. I mean, they played a nice game so far. Had the Royals turn it over on downs, got an interception, and then forced them to punt and see what they do this time. But honestly, who is an Eagles fan? You know, take it to the limit, and Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California.
A lot of good ones there.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable voices.
Joseph Johnson on the pitch to the right-hand side, and he is spun down by the aforementioned Dylan Roundy, who does a nice job on the near sideline once again for gaining up. Just one on that.
I wonder if he's part of that Roundy's fortune.
I don't doubt it.
It's a good question. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be all right with that.
Second down and 9 yards to go now from the Royal 36-yard line as that clock continues to roll at the 4:40 mark of quarter two.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Wide to the top of the screen is one wide out. Another slot left and right. Single set back now. Behind Steiner for the Royals. Surveys the defense. Takes and gives it on the dive straight ahead. Royals have had a little bit of luck on that play. It's, once again, it's Wiley Cornwell has done most of the damage on the ground to the 42-yard line. Make it the 43 for a gain of 7.
About 7 on play.
It'll be third down and 2 for Assumption.
6 carries, 45 yards for Wiley Coyote Cornwell.
I don't like it. Last week, he had 74 yards on 13 totes.
Well, run a triple option offense. You need a strong fullback, and they got one with Wiley.
And there they go again. He's got the first down.
Bounces it outside.
45, down at the 44-yard line.
Wiley Cornwell carries for 13, it looks like. The Royals.
It would be 13 yards. Good call. And a fresh set of downs for Assumption. That's also important because not only do they keep that drive alive, but it also eats more of that second quarter clock. So if they do get this punched in here towards the end of the quarter, give very little time for the Eagles to do anything offensively.
Yeah, I'm actually just more impressed that I got that math right.
And quickly.
Yeah, I know. That's
all these years of
36, almost 30. How old am I? What's my age again?
Got
what's
the 13 yards.
Yeah.
Struggle with
could
age.
Be like Blink 182. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Where am I? Rolling to his right.
What are we doing?
Downfield. Going to tuck it away this time is Steiner. 45-40. Gets hit. And drives ahead, though, to the 36-yard line. That was really good effort that time by Braxton. He gained 8 yards on that carry, and it'll be second down.
Steiner keeps the ball.
Yeah, that was a good when he was able to just keep it, go up the right side, and get hit a couple times, and falls forward.
He had one receiver down the right-hand side, but I think he made a good decision.
I agree.
I think that Roundy was over there, had it covered well, and just decided to pull it down and pick up 8 yards, and clock now again rolls to 2-3-4.
Take the sure bet.
Mm-hmm. There's the fake this time to Cornwell, and now
Steiner
probably should have handed it off because he's going to get put back to the 38-yard line for a loss of 2. We'll bring up
the third
down.
Steiner with a heaver.
4.
Loses a few. Third down.
It's going to be an interesting high school football season, as we mentioned some of the games that have already been played yesterday. And, of course, full slate again here tonight. Some were played this afternoon. I think it was DC Everside game ready this afternoon.
Yeah, they played at noon against River Falls and came away with a big win.
St. Vernon Falls team that was victorious over Lincoln High School last week in the game you heard right here. Cornwell up the middle. I think they're winning for it this time, and he is going to be stopped shy of the stick. They're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line, so a gain of two. It'll be fourth down and two, and now it's decision time for
Wiley Cornwell to carry.
Coach Sullivan.
I think you go for it.
I think so, too.
Unless you try to get him to jump, and then you get him to jump, call timeout, and then you decide.
Yeah, you're down to a buck 20 here in the clock rolling.
So, I mean, you don't get it. You give them about a minute, 10 seconds or so.
Got about 64 yards to cover, too.
Yep.
They fake the pitch to the left, rolling to his right, looking downfield, and it's
intercepted.
Picked off at the 30-yard line and returned to the 34-yard line. The interception was made by Anders Seifert, 5'8", 142-pound sophomore. Yeah, they were looking downfield for Trey France, and he got behind the defender, and I think Braxton just didn't feel like into that wind he was going to be able to get down to the goal line from on the roll-off.
Instead,
it was picked up.
The number stat of the game so far, the Royals are 0 for 2 with two interceptions.
So Pepinoma starting now at their own 34-yard line, and only 61 ticks to go here in quarter number two. See what they do. And go back to throw and throw it a little down and out. That ball touched the ground. Nope, they're going to say that was caught out there.
No, the near side officials say no.
Okay, change their mind.
Yeah.
I think the coaching staff from the Royal sideline was saying that ball touched the ground, and he agreed. Now, the headlinesman is standing at the 36-yard line like it was a completed pass. I don't know if he had a little miscommunication between the officials, but they marked it back at the 34, so... I guess we'll say incomplete pass for now. Second down and 10, still at the 34-yard line. Any surprises on the Packer cut down?
Well, there's always surprises. I've been seeing Clifford the Not Big Red Dog and Pratt both get cut, and then Clifford, of course, made his way to the practice squad. Then they trade for that Malik, I believe it was Malik, from Tennessee. And both kickers got the axe, which I'm not surprised about. I thought Carlson was going to be making the roster until he shankopotamus that 36-yarder. And I thought when he did that, I was sitting in the stadium, because I was at the game, being a ticket holder. And I threw my hands up in the air. I'm like, well, he's gone. People around me kind of really laughed. But yeah, that's unfortunate. So they got another Titan. Like, Minnesota, that's where Packers go to die. I guess Tennessee players come to Green Bay to die. I don't know. Hopefully they don't die. I don't want that.
There's the fake handoff to Midtobin. Instead, they'll give it on the sweep on the right-hand side to Owen Post. He crosses the 40. They'll mark him at the 41-yard line. Quick gain of 7. It'll be third down.
Owen Post for the carry. 3.
Clock continues to run. 34. Now 35 seconds. Yeah, counting.
3 carries, 28 yards for Post in the game.
Quickly up to the line of scrimmage is Cheska. He'll take, he'll turn, he'll give it to Mitova.
Up the middle.
Got some running room, boy. He had one would-be tackler to beat, and for the Royals, he was not able to beat him.
And he's getting up a little bit
slowly. And it was Joseph Johnson who made the tackle, not before he got to the 46-yard line of Assumption. So 15 yards on that carry, first and 10. Now for the Eagles, back to throw, a little down and out on the right side. Got a man and just overshot him at the 25-yard line with 5 seconds to go. So
the Eagles pass ball.
Looks like unless they get a big one here, that the Royals will be able to fend off the Eagles here in the latter stages of quarter number two.
Well, this could be a throw-to-bomb situation like North Dakota last night against the fighting Deion Sanders of Boulder, Colorado.
How'd that end? I didn't see.
Colorado won, but there's a Hail Mary thrown, and North Dakota came up with it, but on the 4-yard line.
Oh.
So, pert near.
Instead, they're going to just simply hand it off to Sharon, and he's going to go across the 40 down to the 35-yard line, pick up of 11, and that's going to bring us to the end.
That Eagles carry results is
number one.
Detroit Eagles 14, Royals 0.
Playing tough and hanging in there. Got to be proud of the effort that they put in here in half number one. On that trail by the score of 14-0. Once again, per usual, we'll send it back to our studios. Seth Habiger will be
doing his magic on the mic and making sure that
also reminder of wonderful country
we'll come back with volleyball, about 3-4 minutes left here at halftime and update you on scoring summary as well as the stats. All that coming up here if you are listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.